This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
We are back to Buffalo and preview Sunday's game between the Bills and the Titans. Elena Getzenberg, ESPN.com, covering the Buffalo Bills. And Elena, Sean McDermott, still somewhat non-committal on Amari Cooper, but I think everybody's kind of like rolling their eyes like, okay, he's playing, and it's just a matter of how much attention the Bills offense is going to give him come Sunday. Is that the impression that you got, that we will see Amari Cooper and a fairly healthy dose of Amari Cooper?
I'm expecting to see him on Sunday. I actually talked to him today and was like, hey, how's picking up the offense and all that going? And he said it was actually going pretty well and that he was picking up, you know, he's not learning the entire offense this week, but he's learning a lot of it and he was picking it up pretty well. So if he's not out there, I will be shocked. I think something will have changed very unexpectedly. How much we see him, I think, will be really interesting. I don't think you're going to see him as much as we'll see him down the line at all. Like, I think it'll definitely ramp up because he cannot learn the entire offense in 3-4 days. But I think we'll see a solid amount of him, and I think it's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, how much extra work, if any, can you tell us about Elena, knowing that, okay, what does Josh Allen think? Were they working on the side together? Just the idea that, all right, it is kind of difficult to come in midweek, but if we're expecting good things here, I'm just curious if Allen is spending extra time with his new wide receiver.
Yeah, it sounds like they're definitely, like, it's not even, like, on-field stuff necessarily. It's, like, having those conversations to understand vocal cues that Allen might have during games, different things, non-verbal things that Amari might do. They're definitely spending that time to get on the same page. And I know Mike White, who played with Amari in Dallas, told me that the quarterbacks, like, watched Amari's tape from the Browns to kind of get a sense of what he does. So they're definitely doing everything they can to make sure they're on the same page, and that's definitely some extra time with Josh and Amari getting to know each other.
So, Elena, the move, I think everybody loves this move. They love it for the Bills. They love it for Amari Cooper. But I also think that it's funny how quickly our tune changes from everybody eats to we need to bring in a guy here who can do some of the things that our wide receivers can't do. Was it that apparent? I mean, is that ultimately the reason why the Bills gave up a third-round pick to add Amari Cooper here at the trade deadline?
I mean, he makes this offense better. I think that's, like, period. Like, Brandon Bean has done throughout the years moves that simply, and this is how he described it this week, and I think that's really what it is. They make moves to make this team better. No doubt. There is zero doubt that adding Amari Cooper, especially the way the cap situation worked out, it couldn't have been much better than what it is for the Bills. The other thing this does that, like, yes, it's exciting to have Amari Cooper. It's exciting to see what he'll do with Josh. But I really do think, like, a huge part of this is what it does for the rest of the offense. And, like, that might sound corny or whatever, but think about how much attention will be on someone like Amari Cooper and what this could do for someone like Keon Coleman, what this does for Khalil Shakir, how this helps Josh Allen to be able to maybe have more time or spread the ball out more. Like, I just think overall it makes this group better. And it's not necessarily just Amari Cooper having his hands on the football. It's having him on the field, someone the defense is constantly needs to be aware of. I think that makes the unit overall better.
Elena Getzenberg, ESPN.com, a few good minutes with her. Elena, give us kind of the state of the Bills, because a three-game road trip, you only got one of the three. However, certainly is the most important of the three, the divisional one. You're coming off that. Yeah, it's a win, but there was a lot of yeah, but, and, you know, aesthetically, it didn't look all that great. So give us kind of the idea. What has been the vibe in Buffalo now that, well, you know, for the first time since September, we're going to see a home game here. For the first time since week one, a home game at 1 o'clock.
Trust me, I'm more excited than anyone else. It's very exciting to have a 1 o'clock game. Everyone should be thrilled. The weather's going to be lovely. So exciting. I'm just excited to be able to wake up in my own bed in a 1 o'clock game. It's so exciting from a work perspective, and I think it's really cool for the fans. I have never sensed any panic from this team. That's very, like, business as usual. I think if you had told me at, you know, six games in they were going to be 4-2, I would have thought that was a win, a success. Like, they're going to lose games. I don't know, you know, it's going to happen. I think some of them were certainly not in the fashion you would like to see. And yes, that Jets game was not pretty, but I think this team is only getting healthier. They're the healthiest they've been in a long time. And I think they're going into a stretch of very winnable games here. So they haven't really never sensed any panic or anything like that. I think there's no doubt they have issues they need to clean up. But I think overall they're in a pretty good spot, and they only made themselves better this weekend. Getting someone like Ed Oliver back this week, which he doesn't have any injury designation, so he's good to go, is huge. Like, we don't talk about, maybe, like, he's not a offense or anything like that, but having Ed Oliver back is a really good development for this defense.
Elena Getzenberg, ESPN.com, is our guest here on The Fan Rochester. Elena, talk a little bit about their opponent here on Sunday, because on paper and statistically, this is the toughest challenge that the Bills offense will face this season. This is the number one defense in the league, and that large defensive line for Tennessee feels like it could pose a problem. What did we hear from the team this week on their opponent?
Yeah, it's the thing, this offensive line has played, you know, they've had some down games, but overall really well this season, and I think how they perform against this defensive line is going to be very telling, like a really good measuring stick. But overall, I mean, the theme from talking to guys in the locker room is that this is a big a big defense. Like, the size has been talked about a lot. They've got a big size over there, and they're definitely not, like, you know, I think the Titans record can make you think a certain way, but they are not underestimating this defense at all. They're very aware of what they can do and the challenge that they can present. That was definitely the theme throughout the week, was talking a lot about the size and how much of, like, how imposing that is to have to go against a group of guys, especially when we're talking about running the football. They're getting James Cook back this week, but Ray Davis, is a bit of a bigger back. And, you know, he's questionable for this game and seems up in the air a bit how much he would play at minimum. So they're going to need to get a little creative if they don't have Ray Davis, the bigger back, who you might want against an opponent like this.
Elaine, I don't expect this game to come down to a kick, but if it did, or any kick for that matter, it is the time of year we watch horror films and whatever, and you put your hands up to your face or you're going to look the other way. I mean, what has been the vibe around Tyler Bass in that locker room? Because, you know, now it almost seems like, okay, we have your replacement here if things don't go so well this week.
Reality is here. You know, they're right, like you said, they've brought someone else in now on the practice squad. He's got to make these kicks, and then I think if it doesn't go well this week, we're having quite the conversation, because they have a lot of money invested in Tyler Bass, and it becomes a bit difficult. And the reality is that Tyler talked about it this week, like, he knows, he's well aware of what's happening around him. I think the mental component of being a kicker is something you can't really understand unless you're a kicker. You know, talking to Tyler about the toll that comes with that and the expectations, he certainly heard his fair share in the last year especially. So, he's got to make these kicks, and if he doesn't, I do think they are getting in position to make a change if necessary, but they're going to stay put financially as part of it, and also just, like, they want Tyler Bass to have success here. Like, everyone wants to see it happen. But if he's still not making his kicks, then I think we're having a different conversation next week. And it's something that is a fascinating thing. And, you know, of course, it's never easy to kick in Orchard Park, but he's well used to it. So that will certainly be that's something to watch this weekend for sure, because that's not going away.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Elena, NFL owners met this week and they voted unanimously to allow Tom Brady to take a minority share of the Las Vegas Raiders. And we also heard this week that a group led by Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, and Jozy Altidore are in talks to buy a minority stake of the Buffalo Bills. What do we know about this story, and what could it mean for the future of the Bills, if anything?
Yeah, we've known for a bit now that the Bills, that the Pegulas want to add a minority ownership to the team. They're still going through that process. You know, they're not confirming anything at this time. So still a process there. But this is something we're going to see from more NFL teams. This is something that's recently been approved, that the minority, in this format, the minority ownerships for the NFL. So if they're not the only team, there's going to be other teams doing this. Like you mentioned with Tom Brady, it's similar to that. I wouldn't like overthink it too much. You know, the Pegulas are still going to have the vast majority share of this team, and it's not going anywhere and that sort of thing. So to me, it's like, it's interesting. It's something to keep an eye on, but they're still in the process there.
Elena, last one for me, and just the game itself here. And it's hard for me to imagine in this spot. We've seen the Bills let down over the years, whether it's a game at Jacksonville, the Monday night against Denver last year. But when you bring in a Cooper and you haven't been home for so long, I can't see it here. How do you view the Bills here coming up against the Titans? How do you see this game playing out?
They should win this game easily. Like, I'm not going to beat around the bush on it. This should not be a game that's particularly close. It just shouldn't be. The Titans' offense just is not good enough where the Bills at home, first time in, you know, three, after a three-game road trip, like, this should be a game that the Bills win pretty easily. I say that, and, like, they've liked to play in close games some this season, if not through that first little stretch. But there's been a couple close games as of late, and I think you don't want that to – I guess a team like this, where there's an opportunity, they should be able to get up early. Like, I think they have to take advantage of that. You can't let a team like this hang around. So looking at it, I think they should win it pretty easily. But there's that road where they get into some of the mistakes they've been having lately, where it's a little closer than it should be. But there's no reason against an offense that's been struggling like this, they shouldn't have success.
Elena, before we let you go, you're gracious with your time to spend it here with us in the sports bar. What are you working on at ESPN.com that Bills fans can go check out here prior to kickoff on Sunday?
Yeah, I have an Amari Cooper story coming out tomorrow, kind of looking like at bringing him in and what he brings to this offense. And then we'll have some stuff, longer-term stuff we're working on, but obviously a bunch of Amari Cooper on the website right now, because that's the big news of the week and his impact, and looking at it, we've got a fantasy perspective and a bunch of different angles on this trade. Obviously the big news of the week, which was quite the development, and I think it's going to be cool to continue to cover that and what it means for this team going forward. He seems like a really interesting guy so far, so I think it's going to be a really fun story to cover.
Yeah, it gets us off talking about Steph Diggs and looking back. We look forward, Elena.
I mean, is there any truth, Elena? You covered the Bills and you were at MetLife. I mean, Did the Jets and Bills make these deals to make us forget about the game that we watched on Monday night?
If they did, that's so wild, like, to invest draft picks and just trying to forget about a football game. Like, I kind of like that storyline because it's so ludicrous. Like, that's way more fun. But the timing of it is fascinating for sure, that it worked out that way, that they both traded. So the AFC East is the division that continues to give us news. So
appreciate the time, Elena. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Elena.
There's Elena Getzenberg, our buddy, ESPN.com, stopping by the sports bar and sharing the latest out of Orchard Park.
Yeah, we didn't bring up garbage plates or anything.
No, we didn't. You know what? One of our coworkers is in town. He's a regional guy. He's on the same level as me. Regional brand manager Dan Hardy is in town for the Spisano and Sandy 25th anniversary live show that they did this morning. And he went to Dogtown and he got his first plate. I don't think you can go wrong. I mean, we are partial to the great plate here, of course, in the sports bar. We love ourselves a good plate. Elena was she was a champ at training camp with the plate.
See, the thing about that, have you ever done this, Danger, where you were friends with somebody and through other circumstances somebody else comes across your feed and you know this person virtually but you've never really met them, because Dan, who works remotely, he's been posting a lot of pictures with his fiance, and I happen to be passing the hallway and I'm like, oh, hey, Angela, it's nice. And she's like, who are you? How? I'm like, oh gosh, I have to kind of explain this, and then I'm fumbling and it's really bad, and my job is to talk for a living, and I'm just like, what am I doing now? Like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, well, it's okay. If I see them this weekend, I'll make sure I patch things up. You know, I'm sure you're fine. She probably just didn't know who you were. Like, she's meeting a lot of people. It's brand new.
Right, and yeah. I couldn't have come off any more clumsy. Like, yeah.
Don't be clumsy now. Grab your phone and dial 866-4326, 585-866-4FAN. We've got free tickets for you to see Disturbed with our buddies at Daughtry. And nothing more. They're coming to KeyBank Center Friday, April 4th, 2025. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. They went on sale this morning at 10 a.m. You can win them for free. If you call now, caller 5 at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.